Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Yeah, shut that. Go study, you dumb shit. Theme song.
What's your excuse?
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to
What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
Yay.
I am Megan.
Mm-hmm. And I am Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You are.
And this is a podcast
where we tell you about why we're weird and our excuses for liking weird stuff, spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just cool shit.
Yeah.
We're cool.
So, how was your week?
You want to go first? You know I don't know.
Oh, I'll go first. That's right. Duh.
Yeah, duh.
I don't know. Did we talk about me finishing school? No, because I finished and then we didn't record last week.
Yeah.
I finished school.
Woo-hoo!
I hadn't been able to announce this yet because some of my classmates listen and my teacher asked me not to tell anyone. But I actually have already passed my written exam.
Woo-hoo!
Passed it at the beginning of April.
Hell yeah.
Made a 90.
That's right.
So now tomorrow.
You crushed it.
Yeah. Tomorrow I go to Austin, stay the night. And Tuesday morning at 8:30 in the morning, I take my practical. I believe that I have a job lined up, so that's
yeah.
It. I was going to tell you. So do you remember a few weeks ago I posted on Facebook that I'm in junior league and I announced I got on a stage a few weeks ago and announced to all of my fellow junior league women that we had leftover food. And I said, we have cheese because we had fajitas and we had the toppings for fajitas.
Mm.
And so there were these little like separate boxes of cheese. And so as I was walking up to the mic, I thought that my vice chair had said, tell them to take the cheese. And I was like, good idea, because I don't want to throw away cheese or for it to melt in a trash can. Stink it up.
Yeah.
And so I got on the mic and I was like, guys, we have food. Please take the food. I don't want to take it home. We have fajitas, chicken and beef. And please take the cheese. After I said it, I was like, yeah, she said, tell them to take the tea. So I, instead of correcting myself, doubled down. I was like, we got shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese.
It is in those little containers. So people laughed at me, which is fair. It's funny. And then today I went to another junior league meeting and met someone. And I thought she was super cool. She was super nice. We introduced ourselves to each other. And then I said, oh, I'm Megan. It's nice to meet you. And she goes, I know. And I was like, why? And she goes, I was there for the cheese. And I was like,
your cheese girl.
This is how I will be remembered.
I love it.
So, yeah.
I was there for the cheese.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, that was my day. We did take George to get a bath today.
Oh, how do you like that?
Took him over to a self-service place. He's really good. I mean, he was fine in the bath.
He doesn't seem to care about
anything. He's very apathetic.
He's like,
I love it. Mm. The only thing he cares about is getting to go outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he barked a lot when we were talking the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bark, 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 bark,
mm-hmm.
bark, bark.
Mm-hmm. Not
just
that cute.
Woof.
It's very loud.
Yeah.
Very piercing sometimes.
Pew.
Ryan got transferred to another store.
Oh, successfully?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. Thank God.
When does that take?
Tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be weird.
Yeah.
That's their fucking loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
So.
They dumb.
Eat it.
Yeah, suck my dick. We're stuck running.
Nope. That's mine.
That's your job.
That's my dick. So, yeah, that's it. Do you want to talk about your week?
Yeah.
Do you want to make our announcement at the end of the show?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I think that'll
so
be good.
So stick around. Big news to come.
Bam, bam, bam.
Extra, extra.
Read all about it.
At the end of the episode.
Yes. And also don't read. You'll have to use your ear holes.
Listen.
Listen. fuck.
Then rate, review, and subscribe. Go ahead.
I don't know what that sounds.
You're weak. I'm sorry. Oh. Let me reevaluate that. Go ahead. You're weak. You weak motherfucker.
That's what I thought immediately. I was like, damn. I was like, you're not wrong.
You're no apostrophe E weak. You're possessive weak. Possessive you're weak.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay. Let me see. Well, 2 weeks ago, or whenever, two Thursdays ago, so before, we didn't record last week, but I think it is, I always got to tell about my long baby visits.
Yeah.
And so he walks in and he goes, "How you doing, girl?" And I go, "Great." And he goes, "Really?" And I was like, "No."
Idiot.
And he was like, "Caitlin, you can't do that." And I was like,
"You
well,
should know your patients better."
Yeah. And then he was like, "So seriously, nothing?" I was like, "I mean, I still feel nothing."
Yeah.
I was like, "But I can move, but I just like am completely apathetic with life." And he was like, "Okay, I think it's time we stop dicking around with your medication." And I was like, "We were dicking around
this whole time?"
And I was like, "This was real life for me." I thought we were doing something serious. And then he goes, "Well, I thought it was just because you sucked at taking your medication, but now you're pretty good at it, so something's not right." And so he's like, "I'm gonna send you back to a psychiatrist." And I was like, "It's not at DePaul, right?" And he was like, "It doesn't have to be." And I was like, "Okay, good, because I'm pretty sure DePaul hates me." And
why?
I missed too many appointments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't fucking like that. They sent me a fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you pay
I was
it?
Like, no. Good. But I was like, "You're dealing with fucking mentally unstable people, literally the most unreliable people on the face of the planet."
Come on now.
And I was like, I
Is
can barely
your
get out
approach
of-
to getting me stable? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to work and I ain't going
to
pay
I was
you.
Like, now me having to pay more money is not going to make it better.
Yeah.
And I was like, it takes a lot to get me out of bed some days.
Yeah.
And so, like, why do you think I'm going to show up to an appointment? Like,
sorry, I like fucked up my thumbnail real bad.
Ouchie. But yeah, so that was fun. Apparently we've been dicking around with my medication. He said that verbatim too, of course.
Great.
My mom thought I was paraphrasing and I was like, no. He really said dicking around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so now we got to do that. We did up my medication again.
Okay.
So that's fun.
Back to the 2-a-day?
Oh, not that. We have the other one.
Oh, okay, great.
But the other one, yeah, I mean, so I think the pharmacy or something, someone screwed up, like somewhere it got screwed up, because I have always taken that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Like I found one of my old bottles and was like, no.
Yeah.
It always said 2-a-day.
Yeah.
And so they just fucked up.
Yeah.
Someone did. I don't know who, but.
Someone.
Yeah. And then I didn't read the bottle. Because why would I? This should be the same thing. But, yeah, so that. And then, I watched this real interesting anime that I got to tell you about because it was so weird. Let me just.
I've been waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, you're going to get a kick out of this. Just because you're going to be like, why?
Okay.
So I found this anime. First off, like, I either watch sports anime or, like, yeah, so super gay animes. It's the two. I mean, I also watch like
super
like,
gay sport anime.
Yeah, yeah. No, I also watch stuff like, you know, like My Hero and Attack on Titan and Tokyo Revengers, where it's like a bunch of like killing and shit.
Action.
You know, yeah, action. But this one, it was called Kiss Him, Not Me. And so what the plot is? It starts off with this girl who is a super big, she's me, just super into shipping boys and like boy on boy love.
Shipping boys?
Yeah, like you ship them. You like a relationship, you ship them together. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's like a thing.
Oh.
so it's shipping male characters and so a bunch of yaoi stuff. And I guess they call it something else, but I don't know. That's the like now official term.
Have you ever read Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell?
No.
You should read
should
it.
I?
Okay. Yeah. It's a quick read. It's like a young adult fiction. I mean, it looks thick, but it's quick read.
It's real fast. Yeah. Easy read.
Yeah.
Easy read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. You got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can loan it to me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just got to get it back.
Yeah. Oh, I have that Harry Potter book for you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so the whole plot is that she's, you know, this super big, like, anime nerd, and...
Caitlin's been writing her own anime.
Yeah, it's just it's me. But so she's like super fat. She's overweight. And so no one
Caitlin's
like really
been
pays
writing her own anime where I'm the lead.
No. But one day her favorite, I'm starting to sweat. One day her favorite anime character dies. And so she goes into this depression and doesn't eat or something for like a week and then comes out and she's like magically beautiful and skinny. And then so all the boys in the school are like, oh, my God, I'm in love with her. And so then
and
she's
then
got
they find out that she got so depressed over an anime character yeah. dying.
Well, they were at first like, what the fuck? But so it's like these four guys are just like doting on her and just following her around. But like going on like group dates because they're like, I'm not leaving you alone with her kind of thing. And all of them are like freaked out and stuff. But yeah, so literally, but then she's sitting there shipping them together
yeah,
in couples
of course.
And it's like wanting them to go together. And then this lesbian comes in and two pee-pee holes touching.
she wants them to dock.
Yeah. Then the lesbian comes in and she's like, I also want this. I want a piece of this. And so she gets involved and... then they're she also is super into the anime, like anime and shipping guys and stuff. So then they're like shipping them together, but then like also getting close. And I don't know, it was weird. In the end, she chooses to not date any of them and stays focused on her anime boyfriend.
Can I have this sticker?
Yes.
Thank you.
But isn't that weird as shit?
Yes. Yes, Caitlin. It's weird as shit.
I can't believe that was the whole plot of an anime. I watched it. It was kind of funny. I liked it.
Great.
Yeah. So that was that. And then yesterday, I went to Anastasia's daughter's 5th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And that was super fun. It was cow themed.
Yeah.
I love cows. And they even brought 2 cows. Someone brought these cows.
Uh-huh.
And they were out there at first. And it was a mama cow and then a baby cow. That was only 2 weeks old.
Uh-huh.
Or 2 weeks old tomorrow on Monday.
Oh.
So it's still real young. And the mom was named Mikayla and the baby was Polka Dot.
Mikayla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. anyways, they were mini cows. So they were a lot smaller. They had these little stubby legs. They were like maybe a foot tall or something. Not the whole cow. I meant their legs. Like a foot long, you know? But they're real close to the ground.
I'm just imagining a cow with Subway footlongs for legs.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm coming to get you, Jared.
Yeah.
Is it, he's bad now, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not now. It's been years.
Yeah. I was like, I don't keep up with him. But.
Well, he and my neighbor are probably buds.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Me too. Still live next to him. Saw him the other day.
Yeesh.
Avoided eye contact.
He should be in prison.
Yeah.
but so I didn't know that mini cows were really a thing. So I was standing next to Anastasia and I was like, yo, are cows usually this short? She was just like, no, these are mini cows. And I was like, man, I was like, okay. Cause I was like, they look so much bigger from far away. Like I've never seen a fucking cow up close. I forgot. I like pet the ones in Scotland. The hairy goo.
Oh my god.
but I was so confused. I was like, man, this cow's like, because they like barely came up to my waist.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. But they were super cute. The baby was super soft. I pet it.
Yeah.
And then the mom was just like, I don't give a fuck what goes on. Just feed me, please.
Yeah, sure.
And so that was fun.
Same girl. Yeah.
She's a mood. And then we grilled burgers.
Nice.
So that was funny.
Oh, wait. Oh, God.
I had a veggie burger.
Yeah.
It might be on me.
And you were like, I'm the better person.
Yeah. And Anastasia goes, is that wrong? I said, I did think about that.
That's not right.
I said, I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, my God.
And I said, and I'm a vegetarian.
This is why you have to stop dicking around with your medicine.
But it was a good time. I, of course, got roped into playing with the two kids that were there.
Yeah.
Bleep that name out. Sorry. Yeah. Take that note down.
Or Mike. I don't know who's recording us.
She immediately, like, she lost interest in the cows very quickly and was like, will you come play with me? And I was like, the cows are here. And Anastasia kept being like, play with the cows a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then so eventually they left, though, and she was like, okay, let's play hide and seek. So that's what we did. Oh, we also played house.
Great.
Where I was a mom and they were my children.
Okay.
Which was weird because I never want to be a mom. So I was like, what is going on?
I like to play that with my niece, but I like to be like a really nutso mom.
What are you doing?
Like, no, not like that. Just like mentally unstable. I cry a lot. I just don't know why you would bring these animals home. I don't know what to do with them. And she's always like, well, we're gonna have to figure out what to do with these animals. She does not care.
I love it.
That's how we play.
She would just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then at one point they were having trouble sharing, her and the little boy, over Whiskey the dog. But now Whiskey the dog has a new name.
Okay.
Heroin? I couldn't remember. It was something really long, like Fluffy McBarkBark or something. Like, I don't, something weird. And I was like, oh, we've gone completely away from Whiskey.
Yeah.
Got it. But she was trying to put him in his kennel or her kennel. I don't know. And then he kept getting mad and was like, no, he wants to go on a walk. And then, so this is probably my bad.
And you were like, if you can't share, we're going to kill him.
Yeah. No, I did say, okay, let's try and share. And then she was like, well, no, he needs to be in the kennel. And I was, and then he goes, hum! The little boy does. And I went, I laughed. And then looks, oh, God damn it. Bleep that out too. She looks at me and she goes, and she starts laughing. And I was like, and then he did it again. And she went, and I was like, shh, we can't laugh at this kid.
Yeah, we can't.
I told Anastasia, and I was like, she started laughing. And then she was like, oh. And then I was like, it's probably my bad because I laughed first. And she was like, Kaylin.
Oh,
she goes, she was fine. She was like, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So that was a good time. And then we played numerous rounds of hide and seek.
Great.
They never count fast enough.
Yeah.
I just stood and would talk to people and then be like, okay, they're probably done hiding. And then we'd go, look, yep, real, they're just hiding like almost in plain sight. But then when they count, they don't like count super well. The boy, he went 1, 5, 2. He's young, very young, like 3 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it, they're going to get to 10 real
fast.
And it's real small. But yeah, so I could never hide in time because also I don't want to be like going through Anastasia's mom's house and like getting in her shit. I have had to hide in her closet.
Different
before.
When kids do it.
Yeah. And so that was fun. And then we played what she called Ninja. And it was where we lined up on either side of Anastasia's mom's bedroom and then ran at each other yelling, "Hiya!" and tried to hit each other.
That's
and
wonderful.
Then walked to the other side. We did that a lot. I was out of breath. I was like, damn, this little kid. She's
I gotta
fast.
Hang out with this kid.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Get
and
some
then
cardio in.
I came back out and was talking with Anastasia and she was like, "Oh no, we heard you." It was very loud. Y'all were screaming. And I was like,
great.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Perfect.
But she was fun. She had lots of good birthday gifts.
Yeah.
And so she seemed to enjoy that.
Good.
We had strawberry cake.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
Yum.
Sour cream and onion chips, which I've been craving all day today just because I ate them yesterday. Now I want more. But, yeah, and then today I didn't get off my couch at all until right now.
Good for you.
I haven't showered. I haven't done anything. I don't even think I put my tampon in. Just bleeding on myself.
Huh.
I think I got like a wad of toilet paper down there or something.
Cool.
This one's called wad of toilet paper.
yeah, no, I woke up at like 7:30.
Oh, yeah. I woke up at 5.
Yeah.
Because Kitty was like, well, at 4:30, she was like, time to wake up. And I was like, bitch, you know we don't wake up till 6.
Dude.
And she woke me up.
Here's the thing. I woke up. And I, like, had to start my day because I went and got us coffee. And then Ryan was like, do you want to cut my hair? Because they needed a haircut. And I was like, okay. So I cut his hair. And then he was like, all right, well, let me get dressed and we'll take George. Took George. Then we went to a market. And then we were going to pick up Ryan's meds, but they weren't ready. So we went to Whataburger and then came home. And then I slept a little bit, and then I had my 3-hour junior league meeting, and then came home for like 15-20 minutes.
Fun time.
I'm here.
Yeah, I woke up, ate some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, drank some coffee, fell back asleep for about an hour around 8 to 9.
Nice.
Or 8:30. I don't think it was actually very long. I barely made it through 2 episodes of Skate the Infinity. It's a skateboarding anime.
Great.
It's really good. I've already seen it a few times.
Great. Perfect.
But then, yeah, then I stayed awake. And then at 12, I was really hungry, so I made chicken nuggets and Easy Mac. It's good.
Good.
I figure I'll get that instead of the big box because I can never finish all the normal size box. And so I'm like, I know these things are a waste of money, but like the portion control.
Just bring it over to my house. I'll finish that big box.
Okay. I mean, yeah, because I don't like leftover mac and cheese. That's the other thing.
Yeah. I love it.
I can't. I can do it maybe once and then I'm like.
You know what else I love that's weird? Mm. Cold Bush's tenders and cold gravy. I forgot to talk about
this. Jacob said yes.
I ate raw chicken the other day.
Oh, no. That's not good. I feel like I liked cold chicken tenders and gravy too. When
so
I
good.
Like I would eat
but
that.
But only Bush's because it's like so crispy.
But it doesn't get like mushy.
Bush's was not where I ate the raw chicken. I prepared the raw chicken myself.
Oh, good.
I got some of those like Tyson chicken wings in our freezer. And so I put them in the air fryer, cooked them for like, you know, I told Ryan 20 minutes. I'm really thinking it was like 15. 12 to 15 maybe, because I thought usually when you buy those like chicken wings, they're pre-cooked.
Yeah.
You're really just heating them up. And so I made 6 of them, tasted the first one, and I was like, this tastes weird. And then I put it down.
Yeah, I didn't
the
know
next
Tyson
one.
Made any sort of raw chicken.
Yeah, me either.
I thought all of their shit was like, pop this shit in the microwave.
Yeah, so I tasted another one. Needless to say, I tasted all of them.
Good.
Ate part of all of them. And then I was like, yeah, these taste weird. And I thought it was freezer burn. I thought that's why they tasted weird. So I just threw them away. And then an hour passed and I was like, I can't get this fucking taste out of my mouth. So I went to Jack in the Box and got some fries because I was like, get something else.
What did curly
to get
fries?
It out. No, I just like regular fries. Sorry.
It's the only reason I go to Jack in the Crack.
So
my brother has called me 6 times today. I've had to FaceTime him.
Oh.
Like a billion times because he got this fancy computer set up. And he's like, look, God. I got this new piece. Let me show you. It's got all these lights. He spent like $2,000 on it.
Good God.
Yeah.
But so I'm in the drive-thru at Jack in the Box. And I'm like, you know, I just assumed that those were cooked. I wonder if they were. And so I Googled it. And I was like, well, this picture they're showing says that these are not cooked, but I don't remember if that's the bag I have at home. So I got home. Yeah, they're totally raw. And so then I dug through the trash to see, like, maybe I'm, like, wrong. Maybe, yes, they're raw chicken, but I cooked them enough. Nah, they were raw.
Yeah.
And so I texted Ryan because he had texted me and was like, do you want to get Chili's tonight. And I was like, sure, but I think I just ate raw chicken. So
I'm probably going to shit my pants.
That's what I said. And so he came home, didn't even say anything to me. We looked at each other and he starts laughing. And I was like, why are you laughing at me? And he goes, why did you eat raw chicken? And I was like, it wasn't on purpose. And then I was like, don't laugh at me. I'm going to shit my pants tonight. I didn't, though. I didn't even get sick remotely.
That's good. Maybe it was cooked just enough on the end or something, you know?
I don't know, man. I think that really my body has just trained my whole life for this kind of situation.
Yeah. It's like, we're good now.
Yeah. This is why you let your kids eat dirt.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Right here. I ate real mud pies all the time.
Yep.
Yep, and fire ants and dog and cat food, all of the stuff, you know, leaves with fire ants on them.
I ate dog biscuits once.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
No, I did not like them. What happened was that my brother had told us that his cousins ate them and liked them, and we had always wanted to be as cool as my brother's cousins. Mm. So I ate one, and then I was like, no, they're crazy.
No, this tastes like shit.
I was like, pass.
I think I've told you about the Fear Factor, because my brothers and I would play Fear Factor. And then, so after that cereal concoction that we had, oh, God, literally nothing could be worse. It had, like, peppermint in it, and then it was, like, Apple Jacks or something with orange juice as the milk. But then also, I think, milk, and then, like, other shit and water, and then just, like, there was definitely peppermint sticks. I remember there being that crunch. And then just like other so bad.
That's what I told Ryan when he was like, why'd you do that? I was like, this wasn't like a Fear Factor situation where I was going to get money for eating raw chicken.
Yeah.
But anyways.
100-year-old sheep testicle. That was always my favorite one when they bring that out. I was like, wow, you've been planning this for that long?
Before the TV existed.
Yep.
This show's concept.
We know that one day
someone's going to want to eat these on television for entertainment.
And then they're like, what's television? Yeah. You'll see.
Don't worry about
Maybe
it.
Maybe they got time travel under. Yep. We know it. We know. My brother was cooking chicken yesterday and he was like,
did he eat it raw?
Well, he was like, what? I have to cook it to make sure that it's like up to 165 degrees or whatever. And he was like, sometimes I have to cook it for like an hour and a half. And I was like, fuck. I was like, that's like too much time.
That's too much chicken.
Yeah. And so I was just like, that's the great thing about being vegetarian is like, I never got to worry about my shit being undercooked because.
Yeah.
Well, it's all fake.
So, do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about?
Yes. We're just going to read some little ghost stories to y'all because, I'm depressed and can't look stuff up.
Yeah. Great.
No, but I did read the first two ghost stories from this. Now, there are 12.
Okay.
So, actually, I read each? Three. Yeah.
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 They're real short, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, they're like a paragraph.
Okay.
So, we could probably get through quite a few.
Yeah.
The first one was dumb, though, so we will skip it.
Great.
But it is from the Huffington Post, I don't know if that's Huffington.
Yeah.
But it says, 12 terrifying ghost stories you shouldn't read alone. And I was like, bet. So I started reading them alone.
Duh.
And, of course, they didn't freak me out. Because why would it? Anyways. Oh, but this one did have, this first one, it's talking about, like, a cell phone and a picture of this mom let her kid play with her phone and then she comes and finds it and like finds like he'd taken some selfies. And
yeah.
Then,
and then there's a picture of him asleep.
Sleeping. Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, well, that kind of happened to me at my house in Hewitt.
Yeah.
There was that, I think maybe I talked about it. I don't know. That place was creepy. Mm-hmm. There was something about it that just like made me super uncomfortable about being there.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have most of my haunted shit at that time. So I was like, why am I so like on edge here? But there was this one time where I was looking through my camera roll and I found this picture that was taken from the viewpoint of my bed. So it wasn't a picture of me, but it was like a very still picture of like someone as if someone was sitting on my bed and then took a picture of my bedroom. But bless you. The time
stamp. Mouth part?
Yeah.
Great.
The timestamp, because I was working at Starbucks at the time, and I was living with Toro, and Toro was at D&D, Like, mm-hmm. he was typically at D&D on Friday nights until, like, almost, like, 12 or 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And so the timestamp, I think, was 10:50 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact he didn't, because I woke mm-hmm. up when he came home.
Yeah.
And but then I was working at Starbucks the next day. So my ass was already asleep at, like, 9.
Yeah.
And so I don't know who took this fucking photo, but there was a photo of my bedroom, and it was, I was just at Chewy's like 2 weeks later, and I saw it, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I asked him, I was like, did you take this? And I was
like, take a weird picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what? No, I haven't picked up your phone.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, there's no possible way. Like, he wasn't home. I was mm-hmm. home alone, and Kitty didn't do it. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she's like, bitch, you think? But yeah, so I kind of had that happen.
Yeah.
There was like a weird, it looked like it would have led to an attic or something in there, mm-hmm. but it was like sealed, or maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But I did always have like a fear that someone was living in the walls or something there.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was being watched constantly.
The idea of that scares the shit out of me.
It freaks me out more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, because then, like in my current place, I hear shit all the time upstairs, mm-hmm. like to the point where Kitty looks too. Yeah. Like, I know I'm not just fucking imagining it. Like, shit falls up there all mm-hmm. the time. I hear it. Mm-mm. Or the doors will move, but I haven't opened. No one's opened a door.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you would explain that as like the air pressure changing, mm-hmm. which I guess it could maybe be the air conditioner turning on.
Yeah. There are times where I think that my door is shut all the way, but it's not. Like, and it'll like, well, almost click.
I have to check mine because I don't want mm-hmm. Kitty to get up there and mess with stuff. So like I mm-hmm. physically make sure that thing is shut because it doesn't lock on it. Like, it's very hard to get it to stay shut.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to like lift it up until it clicks. And like I push on the door
mm-hmm.
every single day
when
I leave it to make sure that it's actually closed. And Levin's door is always closed too.
Yeah.
And because I've never come up to it being open or anything. And so... But I hear shit all the time up there.
See, the best thing about my house is that the attic is itty bitty.
Oh, so you're like
no space in there.
No one can actually
can't even
fit
store
up there.
Anything in there.
Good. Yeah, exactly. That's the way it should be. But yeah, I don't know where someone would be living in this. Like, there's no one up there.
Yeah.
But it still freaks me out when I'm home alone and then I just hear shit like moving around up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Cool. So we're going to just read you some ghost stories. This one was pretty good if you want to start.
Sure.
This one's probably one of the longer ones, but it's still only like 2 paragraphs.
All right. The title of it is Ghost Bro.
Ghost Bro.
My house was built in 1904. I'm looking at you, Brian and Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
It is a single family home, wood frame setting on a concrete block foundation. I've been living here for about 12 years. Hang on. That doesn't make sense because they didn't start doing concrete foundations, slab foundations until like the 40s.
Mm.
Hate to debunk.
He's a fucking liar.
Hate to debunk you. I mean, maybe the house was built and they moved it to a concrete block. I know people who have had that done.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've been living here for about 12 years. Of all the weird things that my siblings and I have seen or heard in this house, this one event is my favorite. And I'm sorry, apparently it's very classist to correct grammar.
Oh, that explains why my grandma always does it.
This happened to my brother about 10 years ago.
They're
my brother, my brother and his best friends had started a garage band playing mostly Spanish rock alternative music, but in Spanish.
Woo-hoo!
His friends could only get together on Sunday afternoons. They would practice into the early evening, and they would usually call it quits by 8 p.m. This was the time I usually showed up and went to bed because I worked the graveyard shift. This happened in late fall. You showed up at 8 to go to bed? 8 p.m. to go to bed to work your graveyard shift?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's dumb. He's full of lies.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fucking liar.
This happened in late fall, so the days were getting shorter. They had just finished a long session when the decision to head to someone else's house came about. My brother handed his car keys to his buddy so they could load up the equipment. Everyone had filed out of the basement, but the tricky part was that they needed to walk all the way to the back of the basement, up the back stairs, through the kitchen doorway, down the hall, into the living room, and out into the front porch. Everyone was outside, sitting in my brother's truck, waiting for him. My brother was walking up the back stairs when he remembered that he had left his pancakes in a to-go container sitting on a speaker in the basement. He made the decision to go back. Now, the basement is not clean with full sight lines. There had been partitions made, and the boiler and main heating unit are right smack in the middle. So after my brother walks back, he's about to retrieve his food container when out of the corner of his eye, he sees it. It's a shadowy figure right in his peripheral vision. This feeling of dread and uneasiness washed over my brother. He had been taught that if you're in the presence of a spirit or ghost and you feel a bad vibe, to quickly say a prayer or to cuss at it. My brother chose the latter. He basically just told it, "Hey, fuck you. I don't have time for this shit."
That was my favorite part. I said, good.
Me. My brother started to walk to the back of the basement and briskly up the stairs, closing doors and turning off the lights as he was walking out. The last light switch is on the opposite side of the living room. I'm sorry, opposite side of the front door. Luckily, the door was open and the light from the street lamp was flooding the living room with its amber light. My brother said he felt something at his back, but at no point did he turn around. As he flicked the last light switch, the living room went dark, as did the rest of the house. As he stepped out, he pulled on the door, closing it behind him. Still holding his food container in one hand, he jogged down the few porch steps. He walked towards the front gate. Our house resides far from the main street, essentially having a large front yard but no rear garage. As he closed the gap between himself and his friend-laden truck, he kind of smiled and thought things over in his head, mad at himself for spooking out when there was no reason. He climbed into the driver's side of the truck, putting on his seatbelt and getting ready to pull out of the parking spot directly in front of the house when one of his friends asked, "Hey, wait, what about your brother? Isn't he coming with us?" My brother said, "What do you mean? He went to work early tonight. He's already gone. Do you see his car anywhere?" The next question they asked, "So then who was walking behind you when you were leaving the house?"
Isn't that creepy? Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, me either.
Mm-mm. The fact that they physically saw someone walking behind him too is, I'd be like, man, we don't live here anymore.
Nope.
We're leaving right now.
Yeah.
Never coming back. Got my pancakes. We're set.
Yeah.
Brother, you're on your own. That's what they say.
Yeah.
This one's called The Rocking Horse. I read this one too and I said, oh, I like this.
Okay.
It says, I don't know. I guess these are just stories taken from random people.
Okay.
But no credit was given, so. Oh, well.
Perfect.
This one says, one night when I was maybe 10 or 12, 10 through 12, like 10, 11, or 12, I had trouble falling asleep. My bedroom was the entire top floor of our house, with my bed and such being on the left side and storage closets and a play area being on the right. That's just like bragging.
Hang on, start over, because I got very distracted by the 10, 11, 12 thing in my head.
Okay. So one night when I was maybe 10 through 12, I had trouble falling asleep. It says my bedroom was the entire top floor of our house, with my bed and such being on the left side and storage closets and a play area on the right. I'm just imagining he lives in the attic.
Yeah.
Which is.
Mm-hmm. No. You're my biggest fear.
Yep. It says, I was lying in bed when I heard a noise from the other side of the room, and I see a rocking horse beginning to rock. It was just sitting outside one of the storage closet doors. It proceeded to rock its way halfway across the room. So this motherfucker was...
It was a walking horse.
And it stopped dead under the ceiling light. At this point, he says, or they say, I was freaking out and just buried my head under the blankets and never peeked out again until
morning.
Smartest
thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't see this.
All you can do.
Yep. It says, it was all confirmed to not be a dream as the rocking horse was still in the middle of my room when I woke up. Furthermore, I got a stern reprimanding from my parents for being up out of bed playing with my toys well past my bedtime. Their bedroom was directly below the storage closet play area, and they had heard the creaking of the rocking horse shuffling across the room.
And you're like, bro, I'm 11. I'm not on this fucking rocking horse. Don't you think it would have broke?
Yeah. Maybe it's a real big one. I don't know.
It's one of those ones that walks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was one of
One of the ones that you have to hump and it walks, basically.
But yeah, that one was, I was like, ooh, that's a little bit spooky.
Yeah.
Okay, from here on out, I haven't read them, so.
All right, here we go.
We're in this together, y'all.
The following. My older sister has a ghost that's followed her around for years. What if I was like, that's it? Next.
I was like, I know I at least read the first sentence and said, okay, sounds fun. And then I stopped scrolling.
I lived with her for about 3 months, and so much weird stuff happened in that time. All my sister would say to me when I mentioned it was that her ghost didn't like me being there. Oh. Things like going to bed with everything locked up and switched off, and waking up in the morning with the back door open, lights on, and the kettle switched on.
It's called a poltergeist.
Yeah.
You're in fucking trouble.
Not a ghost. One night, my sister and I were getting ready to go out, and I asked to borrow her liquid foundation.
Oh, I don't know why I imagine this being a brother. Well, I guess he can wear the liquid foundation.
I used it and put it back where she kept her makeup. 10 minutes later, she's asking me for it, and it was nowhere to be seen. It's a poltergeist. She accused me of taking it and made me buy her a new one and refused to listen to my side of the story.
Well, that shit could be expensive, too.
To be fair, I wouldn't believe you either.
Yeah.
I would have been like, whatever, you were the last one to use it. Whether the ghost took it away or you took it away, he can't buy me a new one.
Yeah. They don't got money.
Should put it in my hands. About a year or so later, when she was packing to move to a new house, she found the makeup in a shoebox with some old letters. The shoebox was zipped up suitcase that was underneath her bed. But probably the most scared I ever felt was one afternoon when I was the only one in the house, which never happened as 4 other people lived there. Sorry. I'd arrived home from work and headed straight to the bathroom. Had to shit. All the doors and windows. No. All the doors and windows, etc. were closed. I was standing in the bathroom and started squeezing a pimple on my chin when a female voice in the hall said, "Stop picking your zits." Hang on, let me say it how it's written. "Stop picking your zits!" It was loud enough and sounded real enough, and at the time, I thought it was my sister, so I laughed and told her to fuck off. and asked what she was doing for dinner. No answer. I stuck my head out into the hall. No one there. I searched the house top to bottom, and there was no one home. I sat out on the front porch until someone else got home, because I didn't want to be in there alone.
Yeah, fucking, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Don't tell me how to live my fucking life.
Yeah, I thought you didn't like me. How dare you? Let me have a scarred face.
Yeah, also, how dare you sit there and watch me take a shit?
Oh.
I mean, I just assume it was in there the whole time. I assume they were taking a shit.
This one is... Oh, this one says it's a more interactive experience. And so you have to manually click enter to make each new message appear. Nope. Mm. We're not going to... That's too much effort. Mm.
Interactive experience. It's just clickbait.
Yeah, because that's all it is. And it says this WhatsApp conversation. You have to manually click enter to make each new message.
No,
it's a close to a text based horror movie you'll find.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, how about no
pass? Sounds like a Facebook ad.
Yeah, it's a Honda dealership. Just try to get me a click.
Okay.
Okay, this one is called The Whispers.
Cute.
that was cute, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story I do not often tell. I liked how dramatic that was. I promise sincerely that this has scarred me for life, and although I have looked into psychological explanations for what I heard and natural explanations for what occurred, they remain unsatisfactory. Person likes big words.
Mm-hmm. You sound pretentious. Yeah, if we're being honest.
When I was a child, I was scared of the dark. I swore to bitch. Just kidding.
You're weak.
And we mean apostrophe R-E. When I was a child, I was scared of the dark. I swore to my mother I heard voices in it. They were not evil, but they were not familiar, and so they scared me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No fucking shit.
Fair.
It was not uncommon in the middle of the night for me to wake up and hear whispers, as I would call them, when asking my mom, or probably telling my mom. Mm-hmm. Well, big words and you can't even use the right ones. She figured they were just bumps in the night and typical kid nightmare material. I tried often to explain to her that it was more than that, and that they sounded different from one another the way people's voices do. Okay. On some nights, I would get so scared from these whispers that I would sleep in my mom's bed with her. It was an added bonus that the bathroom was directly outside of her bedroom door for my late night tinkles. Why would you add that? It says tinkles.
Good God.
You're doing so well. Jesus. I'm sorry. I should add at this point that when walking into the hall to go to the bathroom, you look directly down the stairs that would lead you into my living room on the first floor, as my mom's bedroom was on the second floor. On one such night around Christmas, I awoke and felt the need to relieve myself. I walked out from the door and distinctly heard the phrase, "Look!" And to my astonishment, a red light, almost like a spotlight, was cast upon the wall at the very bottom of the stairs. The light had no other source. It was by itself, and I was transfixed by it. Being a little kid and it only being a few days from Christmas, I knew what this light was. It was Santa!
Uh-huh.
How else could he get into my house to know if I was being a good boy? I was so excited, I began walking down the stairs to greet him.
I thought you were like, it was Santa.
No, it literally says it was Santa in all caps.
I have a joke for you now.
Okay.
How much does a chimney cost?
Santa?
Nothing, because it's on the house.
That's funny. I like it.
Thank you.
He says, I was so excited, I began walking down the stairs to greet him, picking up my pace after the second step as it began to creep off the wall and fade into the darkness in my living room. No, fucking hard pass. That's when I heard him, a very strong masculine voice, different from the first. Not at all like my father's, not to say he isn't masculine, it was just distinctly different. It said, stop, right now, go back up those stairs. I listened, turned around, and what happened next, I'm not sure I would believe if someone had told me the same story. After reaching the top of the stairs, I heard a very loud crash. It sent me running back to my mother's bed where I jumped straight under the covers and stayed there the whole night. When we awoke the next morning, the poinsettia lights my mother had put on the railing down the stairs were pulled straight down to the bottom of the stairs, some broken from what seemed like a forceful tear, laying in a single pile. The dry sink in my living room had... What? Dry sink? In my living room? Had fallen from the wall? What does that mean? You wash your hands in there?
Dry sink.
I'm confused. Anyways, my mother could not explain it. My father was worried we had been the victims of a home invasion. You know, shit. My sister was crying. There was nothing missing, though. Nobody had broken in, and there did not seem to be any reason that this had happened. And then I saw it, and I kept quiet about it because I was so afraid that I could not force the words out of my mouth. There on the edge of the wooden dry sink, what the fuck? Which had been facing up, were three indentations where the finish on the wood had been worn almost as if in a forceful grip. Something down there had grabbed it and threw it down. That's what the bang was. I was mortified. After that day, I never heard a single voice again. I do not like to imagine what was waiting downstairs for me that night, if it was anything at all, but I can tell you that the reality was that something had physically acted upon two things in my house near the bottom of the stairwell. After this, I never heard another whisper again, which is sad because in some ways I would have liked to thank the man or masculine energy that had stopped me from going down those stairs. This happened when I was 7. I am 20 years old now, and because of this incident, I'm still afraid of the dark, especially shadowy stairwells.
Duh.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't blame you. That it makes me feel like a maybe like a demon or something was down there, and then like an archangel, like fucking Gabriel's like, get back up the stairs, bitch.
Go upstairs.
Maybe it was Santa and he's just protecting him. Maybe it really was.
I'm gonna skip this one.
Okay.
So do we want this to be the last one?
Sure.
Or one more after this?
Oh yeah, whichever. Okay.
The crib shadow. I was babysitting my niece once while I was staying at my brother's place, and they had the baby camera set up so I could see her on the little TV it came with.
Baby cameras terrify me. It's called a monitor. Baby monitors freak me out.
Yeah.
It's always, you're going to see a ghost or someone talking to your fucking kid.
Or your kid starts talking.
Yeah. Climbing out of their crib when they're a week old.
Oh, my God. I was studying and started.
Are they even out of the hospital at that point? I don't know. How long do you have to go? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how birthing works.
As long as they're like healthy. Mm. I was studying and started dozing off when I heard some whispering and realized it was coming from the monitor. I initially thought it was some feedback or something, but when I looked at the TV, there was a dark shadow near my niece's crib. I've never been more terrified in my life, but the shadow was clearly there where it had not been before. I ran to my niece's room and looked around and saw nothing, but I took it the hell out of there. I went back to the TV and the shadow was clearly gone. I told my brother what happened, and he pulled me aside and told me not to mention it to my sister-in-law because she'll freak out, but that he had seen the same thing several times now with the same whispering. They stayed in that house for about 4 more years, and when my niece was just learning to speak, she would tell her mom about her special friend.
Oh, no.
To this day, it scares the shit out of me. When they moved out, my brother told me my niece had become inconsolably sad because she would miss her friend. Her mom would tell her she could bring him along, but all she would say was that he couldn't leave the house. We have never to this day told her about that damn shadow, and she apparently never saw it.
Damn. That actually gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
I had a similar thing happen to one of my friends, friend's nephew, and something like that was happening. And then, like, some of his first words were, like, pointing past their heads and stuff and saying, look, and, like, pointing to the ceiling and then saying, like, my friend is there and stuff. And then they were like, no, I think they moved abruptly afterwards. They were like, no. And then the only thing that they could think of, they had brought, like, it was a rocking chair or something. They had bought it from an antique from someone, and super old. And I think they left it at the house because, like, it started happening about the time that it came in.
Yeah.
So then they were like, no. And then once they were gone,
yeah,
it was fine. It was terrifying, though. Okay, we're going to do the shadow. It's also shorter.
You can do the one above the crib.
Oh, what was that? The grandfather?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Okay.
The shadow.
Okay.
The crib shadow? The shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works out.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was called until much later. I was living in a house in Laguna Beach that had been there since the 1920s. In its history, it had been a speakeasy, a brothel, and a house for smuggling illegal immigrants. Cool. Fucking love to live there. That would be like my ideal house.
The problem is that also kind of sounds like an early human trafficking house.
Yeah.
A brothel and for smuggling illegal immigrants.
I just want the speakeasy part.
Yeah.
I also don't want to live in Laguna Beach. This is too close to the beach. Where's Laguna Beach? Is that California?
California?
Or is it Florida? If it's California, I'll take it.
I think it's California.
Okay. If it's not.
I mean, Laguna Beach came out.
If it's in Florida, fuck you.
After The Hills, or before The Hills. Before The Hills. Mm. And it's like the same thing. Anyways, I think it's California.
Okay,
let me look it up.
One day, my new wife and I were having an argument. Can't even recall what it was about. She walked down the block to get a cup of coffee and cool off, and I was alone in the house. The way the place was built was incredibly haphazard.
California.
Okay. That's good. Okay, I'll take it. There's a bedroom. Sold. There's a bedroom and living room on one side, and then a bathroom with two entrances on the other. On the other side of the bathroom was a hallway that had windows in one side and two bedrooms on the other. From my bedroom, I could look across the hall into the bathroom and then through the bathroom and down the other hall. I was standing at my dresser and I just noticed movement out of the corner of my eye and looked down there. There was, and honest to God, this gave me goosebumps just typing it. 17 years later, a black figure. Cool. It was maybe 3 feet tall. Oh, now I don't like it. Mm-mm. I don't like the fact that it was only 3 feet tall. Hard pass. It was only vaguely humanoid. It looked like black scribbles, like someone had scribbled a human shape, but the scribbles moved like electricity arcing. That's the best way to describe it.
Do you know what I'm thinking of?
No.
Fucking SpongeBob.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's kind of, I mean, that was kind of what I was envisioning too, but without the actual SpongeBob reference. That's fine. I would be scared.
Yeah.
There was no sound that I could remember. I distinctly remember when I saw it that I wasn't afraid, just like, what the fuck? And then I noticed it. Then it noticed me looking at it. I can't say it turned around. It just focused on me, I guess. Then I was scared. It didn't move, didn't scream, nothing. I was just frozen because it just fucking came at me. It rushed down the hall. It rushed down the hall towards me. I have no idea what it intended, but as soon as it entered the bathroom, the door closest to me just slammed shut on it. I screamed, I yelled for my wife, she wasn't home. I went the fuck outside into the daylight and didn't go back until she got home about 10 minutes later. He says, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe I saw something supernatural. What? I don't believe I saw something supernatural. Bitch! But I know I saw something. I don't know what it was. But she saw a fucking ghost.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
That's fucking terrifying. Maybe it was like a time slip and it was just, or like a, like an interdimensional slip. And it was like maybe seeing like the vague outline of a, another dimension or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Fuck you.
That's, yeah. You fucking, it scared the shit out of you. Of course you. Motherfucker. Anyone who doesn't believe in ghosts, I believe that they've had such a like traumatic experience with something with ghosts that they're just like, no, this isn't real. They're not real. They're not real. Like, I feel like all of them could be like, yeah. And then they just explain everything away with logic. And I'm like, no, you saw a fucking ghost.
You out there, Rye?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna end there.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
So.
Doodle draw, running at you.
How do we want to do our regular sign-off stuff before?
No, I think we should say no.
Okay. You want to make it an actual thing? Because I was kind of just thinking about saying it and then. I felt like that'd be the funniest way to do it. Maybe not the most considerate way.
If you want to do
you
that.
You want to say it now? It's okay. We can do it now. I don't care that much about how we do it.
We're breaking up with y'all. It's not us, it's you.
Yeah. So
not really.
I'll take the blame on this. I am done with school. I will start a new job soon. And to be quite honest, I want my Sundays. And we are gonna end the podcast.
Yeah. It's been two and a half
yeah, it's been
years or something.
Yeah.
It's been a good run.
Yeah.
But
it's been great. I mean,
yeah.
Here's the thing. It's not like we have millions of listeners.
Yeah.
But that was never the point.
Yeah.
The point is we had fun.
Yeah, we had fun. We just wanted to listen to ourselves talk.
No, I never listened to us.
Yeah, I do.
But for me, I'm a firm believer in like, not that it's not fun anymore. It's just, I just got tired and I hate Caitlin.
Don't blame you.
But I got tired. I got exhausted and I felt like I was phoning it in.
Mm.
And so I called Caitlin.
I clearly only read two paragraphs. So I'm not much better.
We talked about it and we think it's time.
Yeah.
There may come a time where we want to do something else.
Yeah, and if you really love my voice so much, you can go listen to Boo Bays.
That's right.
It'll be coming out
and
eventually.
That's going to be good. That's all the stuff that I won't talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not a fan.
Yeah.
But just, Ryan can come be a guest.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do one, maybe, depending on what
we'll
you watch.
We'll pick a scary, scary movie.
Yeah.
Like a horror movie that's not that scary.
Yeah.
You can be on the American Werewolf in London one.
Yeah.
You like it.
So, yeah, we are going to.
It is with heavy hearts.
Yes.
Did we tell you?
Yeah. We're going to close the Patreon.
Yes.
I guess.
You can keep sending us money.
You can keep giving us money.
My Venmo is.
I mean, I'm broke.
Just kidding.
Megan dash Sheffield dash one.
Yeah. I think mine's just sloppy second, so like second place vintage.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we are super. I mean, we still have two more episodes.
Yeah. We're going to do two more episodes after this one. Mm-hmm. So that way it's not just like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like,
we don't want y'all to go through withdrawals.
Yeah. I know that you're going to miss us.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
We know.
Why wouldn't you?
You won't be able to sleep at night.
We're rigged.
So, we are in the Rogue Media Studios.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We told Mike just before this. We gave him no heads up.
Yeah. That's us.
And Jacob.
Yeah. But the
we didn't have much heads up ourselves. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe
Megan had heads up.
We only talked about this 2 days ago on Friday.
But I think we feel the same way. I mean, I think we both kind of feel like it's run its course.
Yeah. And like I wasn't mad or anything.
Yeah.
So.
That was my biggest thing was I just, you know, our friendship has grown massively. We can do this on the last episode. We can talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
With heart on the last episode.
Yeah.
But wanted to give you wanted to give you guys a heads up. No, you won't. You're apathetic. Y'all been digging around with your medicine. That's You're not going to cry.
I don't feel anything.
So you can still email us.
Yeah, if you want, if you're bored.
Yeah.
You've not emailed us this whole time.
Yeah,
so.
That, yeah, sure. You're going to do it now.
Why would you start? I swear to God, if we fucking get some, I'm going to scream.
I will come to y'all's houses. I won't, but I will be like, what the fuck?
I'll think it in my head.
I will email you back and just say, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck off, motherfucker.
That email address is whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right. It's all one word because it's a email.
Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, if you want. It's called What's Your Excuse Podcast with all one word, no spaces, no apostrophes, none of that shit.
You can join 12 other people in liking our Facebook or sending us messages, and that is
What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes, because there
we're not animals.
That's right.
Of course, the episode where we announce we're quitting, I fucking get the order correct.
Yeah. It's a sign. Quit while we're ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you guys. Is that it? That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to give y'all our Patreon.
Yeah. And if you, but we should still say thank you to, maybe we can go ahead and thank all of our patrons from the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, so right now we currently still have four wonderful patrons.
Yeah.
One being Brandon, our first.
Yep.
First Patreon.
Yep.
Patreon donor. He's great.
We have Brian and Amanda.
Of the Good Buddy Animes podcast.
Yes.
And then, yes, Brian and Amanda are wonderful. We have Shelby.
And we have Jeffrey.
And then our other longtime supporter was Ashley. We also had Mads.
Madison. Oh, Mads. Yes. Sorry.
No, you're great. Did we have anyone else?
Vanessa,
that's right. Vanessa Scythe. I just remembered it was something fun. But yeah, so thanks to all the people who've shown us support.
Yeah.
Anyways, you'll hear us talk for 2 more weeks. So.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
Yeah.
If you want to rate, review, and subscribe, I guess it doesn't matter now.
That's why I laughed so hard earlier in the episode when I said it.
But go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll still boost my ego.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I need. So feel free. Anyways.
All right, bye.
Yep. Bye.
What's your excuse?
This has been a Rogue Media podcast.
Do you know what I'm thinking of? Bugging SpongeBob.
Oh, yes.